Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy Kennedy, now in his 12th season at Ole Miss, announced essentially that he is going to resign effectively at the end of this season. It started with a phone call he made to Ole Miss Athletic Director Ross Bjork on Sunday morning. And now here to talk about the current state of things in Oxford, Ole Miss Athletic Director Ross Bjork. Ross, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing well. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Are you kidding? Thanks for being here. You're doing me a favor, and I appreciate it. And let's just start with, as the story goes, Andy wakes up on Sunday and decides he wants to meet with you. Were you surprised to get that phone call?
You know, I was, to some degree, that it was Sunday. Andy, Gary, as well as anybody, probably in this area, but also just college basketball. And, you know, he's a great guy. He's honest with himself, and the self-awareness piece, I think, is a great trait for Andy. And so we've had some talks, you know, just about how the season, you know, comes to an end and this team making a run, and he was trying to push all the right buttons. Getting a phone call Sunday, you know, after church saying, hey, I want to do this at the end of the season. I want to coach out the season, but I want to announce this tomorrow. Hey, wait a second, coach. We got a game Tuesday night. Maybe we do this Thursday or Friday. And he said, you know what, Ross, I'm at peace with it. This is the right thing to do. Let's lift the lid off of all the pressure, if you will. I don't want the focus to be on me. And, you know, we just rolled out the plan, and here we are, you know, making that announcement yesterday afternoon. And I just respect the way he's handled this entire thing.
Obviously, if AK is at peace with it, then it's better for him because he doesn't have to deal with the stress of those questions. I imagine it's also easier for you because you don't have to answer those questions, whether it's publicly or privately from big money boosters. You don't have to answer questions about the future of your men's basketball coach. How much easier does this just make this process for you as the athletic director?
Well, you know, we've got to give Andy credit, you know, for allowing, you know, the program to move forward like that. Because you're right. I mean, we know how these things go after every game or a tough loss or, you know, win or lose in these type of situations. Hey, are you going to coach next year? Hey, was this your last game at home or was this your last game at the SEC tournament? You know, we can avoid all that. And so he did. He lifted the lid off of all those conversations. Now we can be totally transparent. We can talk about all the great things that he has done and celebrate the work that he's done here. But then the neat thing about Andy and doing this when he did it is he's a young guy. He's got plenty of road left in his career. I know he wants to coach again, and he wants to be part of the program here. And so that's the neat thing about this is we can all just be respectful, and we're all friends, and we're all going to just continue to embrace this this moment for him and then our program as we move forward.
Talking to Ole Miss Athletic Director Ross Bjork here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Obviously, with him coming to you, it also eliminates you having to make probably a difficult decision because big picture – you know, if you look at it from a certain perspective, he did remarkable things for at a very difficult job relative to other jobs in the SEC, at least historically. You know, never finished worse than 7-9 in the league, never finished worse than 6 in the league. Obviously, only 2 NCAA tournaments. You know, that's the killer because people think you should go more often than that, and perhaps they are right. How do you gauge what is success in men's basketball at Ole Miss? Because there's something to be said about prior to this year, never really being bad, but also you want to be great in men's basketball for the same reasons Auburn wants to be great in men's basketball or Tennessee wants to be great in men's basketball. How do you evaluate what your program ought to be?
You know, that's a great question, Gary, and I think it all goes back to, you know, what's the vision, what's the expectations, if you will, of the program, and how do we see it? And so our vision is, you know, we want to compete, and we want to compete at the highest level and win championships. And so what I expect from a basketball perspective, you're probably not going to win every game. Going undefeated is hard in college basketball. But what I want to do for this program is be able to establish a program that wakes up on Sunday morning, Selection Sunday morning, and you're in the tournament. Whether you're a 1 seed or an 8 seed or a 12 seed or a 4 seed, whatever the seed is, but you know that you're going somewhere in March Madness. That's the goal. And then when you're in the tournament, then anything can happen. And so we have to be able to put together the right kind of program, whether it's financial ingredients, whether it's the fan perspective. We do have the facilities. We have the commitment from a facility standpoint. You know, I think we have to change our mentality and how we embrace basketball, both from administration but also our fans. And the expectation is we want to be in the tournament. The league is better, so the league helps. You've seen that. You know, I think we're talking maybe 7 to 9 teams in the tournament this year. When's the last time that's happened in the SEC? So the league is better, which we know it's harder, but that also gives a great opportunity as we move into this search process.
I've said many times after being down in the pavilion that it's obviously not the biggest college basketball arena in the country, but it might be the nicest. It is at least nicest when it comes to on-campus facilities. How much does that help you in pursuit of your next basketball coach, having that to use as a possible lure?
You know, I think coaches, they're all competitors. I think they want to compete against the best. I think that's what the SEC provides, but they also want to see commitment. You know, what does the university stand for? Are they committed at the highest level? And so I think the first thing the pavilion speaks to from that perspective is commitment. And then you look at atmosphere. It can get loud in there. I mean, that Georgia Tech game in the NIT last year, that place was rocking. And that's how it should be, you know, every single. I look what Auburn has done. You know, I look at their gym. Those students line up an hour and a half before the game, and they fill it within 5 minutes, and then the arena's full. That's the environment that we can have here. You know, we have a great baseball atmosphere. Our football atmosphere is second to none with all the Grove and everything. And then now we finally have that in basketball. So I think it shows commitment. But that's not the only thing, as you know. So there's other things that we're going to throw on the table to attract the best coach.
You mentioned this yesterday in the press conference that one of the things Andy's decision to just publicly acknowledge, okay, we're going to part at the end of this season, one of the things doing that now does is it frees you up to get on with it. You're a smart guy. You know how this business works. You probably, you know, this seemed to be heading a certain direction even before you got that phone call on Sunday morning. I think even AK would acknowledge that. This frees you up to go out and talk to agents and search firms and whoever you need to talk to in a way where you don't feel like you're doing it behind your coach's back. How much of an advantage is that?
Yeah, it's a big advantage. You know, we had that advantage in football this year where we were able to scour the landscape, do a lot of research, you know, figure out who was interested, who was not. Maybe some people would not talk to you until their season was over, whatever. We can filter all of that now and, like you said, do it out in the open, not have to worry about, you know, disrespecting Andy or treating him a certain way. He doesn't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it because I would never do that. That's not how you handle these situations, but you get phone calls throughout the season going, hey, if you make a change, you know what, I can't talk about that right now. We still got games left. Well, now you can say, oh, really? Hey, let's talk further. So it opens up the process. It gives you an advantage where you're out in the marketplace a lot sooner. Still probably higher in the same type of time frame, Gary, as you know, because guys are going to be playing and you don't want to disrupt another program's situation, so you're probably hiring in the same process and time frame, but you do a lot more legwork by having this situation free and clear.
Talking to Ross Pork, Ole Miss Athletic Director here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Obviously, there are a lot of obvious candidates for a job like the Ole Miss job. I think you've probably seen them bouncing around on Twitter or wherever. Let me ask you this. Given the NCAA issues the football program has endured, Can you hire a men's basketball coach if they have any sort of NCAA issues in their past, or will you just take that on a case-by-case basis?
I think you said it, you know, case by case. You know, what was the situation? What happened? How did they handle it? You know, what are the dynamics around it? I mean, you're going to, you know, scrub all those things in the process. Obviously, you know, not only with our case, but also just the I mentioned it sort of loosely in the press conference yesterday. The landscape of college basketball in today's world, you have to be careful. You have to be extra, extra careful that something's not brewing, whether it's an FBI probe or an NCAA investigation that may not be out in the public space. You hire somebody, 2 days later, news breaks, you know, you're in trouble. And so you can't do that. So you have to be extra careful in the world that we're in. And that's why giving us this time to do that, I think we can really dig into the backgrounds. But you'll treat everything on a case-by-case basis. And, Gary, I think what we ought to do is hire you as the search firm. I mean, you know everybody. You know all the coaches. You've got all their cell numbers. You know, no one will ever know that you're reaching out to him, right?
Hey, I thought for a while, like, am I once I decide to cut down from five jobs to just one, like trying to get in that search firm business, it seems lucrative. It seems like a better business than the sports writing business. Will you use a search firm?
Yeah, you know, we'll figure that out. You know, I think again, back to today's world, if you will, I think we need a buffer, if you will. I think we need somebody to do background checks that maybe we can't do or don't have access to certain information. So I think we'll use an advisor, may not be a search firm per se, but I think we'll have people advising us. And you know, but you're right up the road. I mean, you and I could meet for breakfast every morning, you know.
I think we need to
sign a contract.
Whenever you need me, you let me know. I'm absolutely here for you. I'm talking to Ross Bjork, Ole Miss Athletic Director on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I enjoy a good Oxford-based breakfast, so I could drive down one morning, no problem. Ultimately, what do you want your fans – how do you want your fans to handle the rest of this season? The awkwardness has been ripped away from the situation. I think it makes it – where people can maybe appreciate what AK did over 12 years instead of focus on how this year has gone. How do you hope the fan base handles the rest of this?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it, Gary, is show him, you know, respect and appreciation. You know, let's hopefully we have a great crowd tonight against Arkansas. Let's pack the Tennessee game, the Vanderbilt game, which will be the last game, you know, here in the pavilion, and just show, you know, our respect for what he's done, the work that he has done, recognizing how hard it was when he first started and just the resources at that time and the mentality and mindset. That's how I want it to go. And then, obviously, we want it to be loud, and we want our guys to feed off of that, and because we want to win. We want to win these last six games and then make a run in the tournament. So that's what we're looking forward to, and we're going to do, you know, video stuff and a lot of promotion of the memory lane, if you will, for Andy. But that's what we're asking our fans, is just to embrace the 12 years and recognize, you know, the work that he's done.
That's Ross Bjork, the Ole Miss Athletic Director here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Ross, I can't thank you enough for being here. I understand how busy your past few days have been, so you carving out a few minutes is greatly appreciated. And if I can help you in any way, you let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Gary, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. That's Ross Bjork, Ole Miss Athletic Director here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He touched on a couple of things there toward the end that I thought was interesting. It sort of explains to, I hope, listeners why universities do use search firms. Mm-hmm. It's not just because they don't want to do the work. There is some work that they literally can't do, or at least they're not equipped to do. Background checks. Famously, Steve Mazziello, you know, at South Florida, accepted the job, and a search firm, which, by the way, was the same search firm that Memphis has used in both football and coaching, football and basketball hires. That search firm is the firm that uncovered that he didn't have a degree. Now, you can argue whether you wanted to uncover that or not,
right?
But that is the search firm that uncovered that, and it ultimately cost Steve that opportunity at USF. He went back to Manhattan. They can find out any sort of, theoretically, they can find out things that you might not be equipped to find out, things that could be problematic for you if you make a hire and then they come to the surface. Plus, these search firms, and some are better than others, but, you know, they do different searches every year. So they know They have relationships with all of the agents who represent anybody you might seriously be considering. And so and they allow everybody plausible deniability. Like a search firm right now could reach out to any number of men who are coaching around the country who might be candidates for the Ole Miss job and just sort of get a feel for, okay, would they be interested if we were interested? What sort of money would it take to get a deal done? You know, those conversations can start happening literally like yesterday. And yet when those coaches are asked about any sort of opening, they can always say, I haven't talked to anybody, because they haven't. And Ross can always say, I haven't talked to anybody, because he hasn't. It'll be a search firm talking to an agent, typically, or, you know, with everybody looping who needs to be in the know, looping them in when it's necessary or time to do so. So the search firms actually, you know, I know they get banged on a lot.
There's
but
a real
they
purpose
are useful.
Behind it, yeah.
Yeah, but they're useful.
Right.
They're useful in a lot of ways. And the other thing he said that I thought was interesting that I hadn't really occurred to me as it relates to this Ole Miss job opening is that you got to be very careful because we don't know when the next FBI shoe is going to drop. And, you know, typically a guy as connected as Ross would have, you know, sources within the sport or within the NCAA who could help him with, hey, we are looking at this person. Is there anything we need to know? Mm-hmm. Are you looking into his program? Is anybody looking into his program? But with the FBI, the NCAA, by its own admission, had no idea what the FBI was doing. Mm-hmm. And so they probably don't have any idea what the FBI is doing right now. And so about the worst thing you could do at Ole Miss or anywhere else is hire a coach. You know, it's just like Ross explained.
Right.
Hire a coach, and then, you know, 4 months later, he's under indictment.
Right.
Because of an ongoing FBI investigation. I mean, that would be a nightmare. And it's one of the reasons you never know for sure, but I assume, like, a lot of the on-the-fence coaches who have good reputations that could, you know, could go either way,
yeah.
I think they'll stay. They'll be allowed to stay. Because as one athletic director said to me back when this FBI stuff was a little more fresh than it is right now, he said, who wants to be hiring a coach under these circumstances?
Right.
You don't know who you're hiring. You don't know if you're hiring the guy that the FBI has got a wiretap on. I mean, you really are just keeping your fingers crossed on some level. And so, you know, it's not the most ideal time to be hiring a men's basketball coach, given everything that's going on. But at Ole Miss, they're obviously going to have to do it. And, I would expect them to use a search firm. He basically acknowledged that they would because they've probably been they've never been more important than they are right now. That's Ross Bjork, the Ole Miss athletic director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.